This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'll tell you what, I am very stoked for them coming on. I've been trying to get them to come on the show for about a year and a half, and they've been on my monitor for a long time. Finally, my team reached out to them, and maybe unexpectedly, they didn't know they were wanted on the show for a year and a half, but they're here. We're talking about no other. Verify Me is the name of the company, Inc. Trade on the OTCQB. Ticker symbol VRME. The stocks have moved up about 100%, but you haven't missed the move. You could have got the stock around 6 or 7 cents ago, probably about 2 or 3 weeks. It's up to 13 cents right now. And with us today to bring us up to speed on the company is the CEO. We're very fortunate and lucky to have him, Mr. Patrick White. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Everett. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, give my listeners just a little bit of a background on the company. How did you guys get here? And then we'll get into the Q&A.
Well, I would be glad to. Thank you very much. Well, Verify Me is a brand protection company. We specialize in counterfeit and product diversion protection for major brands, products, labels, and packaging. And products can be metal, plastic, even apparel, ceramics, anything. We can put technology that we have patented or have patent pending onto so that people can easily verify the authenticity. Now, I came on in June of 2017, and the company was basically an ink company. And it took me a while to build some relationships, strategic partnerships with major companies such as Hewlett-Packard, Microfocus, which is the seventh largest software company in the world and publicly traded, S1 Corporation, just to name a few. And with HP's technology on their HP Indigo printing presses, we were able to take our ink technology and embed it in canisters that HP makes on our behalf so that we can apply it digitally and in a variable fashion so that we can do QR codes, invisible codes, ink markings, tag and markings on all the labels and packages coming off those presses. So Hewlett-Packard has been a strategic asset for us to get the company up and running. So we, on top of that, it took me a while to develop the software built around this. So now we sell, in addition to our Rainbow Secure Infrared Invisible Ink, we sell serialization codes and a very powerful track and trace software called VeriPass to brand owners. So they buy these codes from us anywhere between a penny up to as much as 17 cents, depending on the various specifications they'd like into the technology. But the brand owner gets the software to in their home offices, and they're able to produce codes, monitor, control, market their technology to, and even talk to the customer and engage with the customer and manage the whole product's life cycle. So we just started this. We've just got the product finished last fall. We unveiled it in Brussels, Belgium, and had a huge show in the HP security booth, trade show in Brussels, the label and packaging expo. And now we're out on the street selling it, and we've landed some very nice clients.
You know, starting with swap meets to all kinds of farmers market, people selling products. I hear some staggering numbers. I don't know how big they are, but how big is the problem of counterfeiting in today's world, bringing those products over from China and the Middle East?
Great question. You know, counterfeiting is the scourge of the earth right now, and it's really under the radar. People are not focusing on it. You know, you get consumers like, well, I don't mind buying a counterfeit product because it's a lot cheaper. But unfortunately, these counterfeit products are made with shoddy materials. They have drywall paste instead of medicine in them. They have things that can hurt people. In fact, the World Health Organization said tens of thousands of people are dying from about $30 billion of fake drugs worldwide.
Amazing.
Now, that doesn't happen so much in the U.S., but it does happen in the third world. You know, and these brands are very concerned about that, not only for the financial impact, but because of the litigation risk they face and the liability side.
Absolutely.
Now, the FBI is called counterfeiting the crime of the 21st century. I mean, they've never seen anything like this. And there was a recent TV show, Maria Bartiromo has the Sunday Futures show. And
yep.
Two back-to-back weeks, she had Peter Navarro,
the head of
the trade policy for the Trump administration, telling people not to buy anything on Amazon due to the fact that about a third of the products are fake or counterfeit. And people are getting hurt or in trouble with those products. And then we had Kudlow the following week saying that counterfeiting from China has just been a massive problem. It's a $1.82 trillion economy of itself. That would be the 10th largest country in the world if it was a country. And so they're trying to monitor what China's doing. So they need tools such as ours to do that. So again, and then Amazon is a key player in the counterfeiting market. They finally admitted in the last year in their filings with the SEC that they're having pretty significant counterfeiting problems. And so we're attacking their retailers with some of our products to help them combat their protect their products from counterfeiting.
Well, let me ask you this, Patrick. Your flagship product is called Rainbow Secure. That being said, who are your customers and how do you make your money?
Okay, so Rainbow Secure is the invisible ink technology. It's made from a rare earth material that illuminates under various laser lighting systems. And so we sell that on a per mark basis, and depending on volume, it's all volume based. It can be as low as a penny, all the way up to 17 cents, depending on very low volumes, or some characteristics that they want to add to it. Then so that's that. And then if they want to get into the VeriPass software, which gives the brand owner, as I mentioned earlier, the ability to monitor and control the whole product's life cycle and produce their codes for their packaging and labeling. It's a very slick system. That can be anywhere from another penny to 3 cents, depending on volume. We lease our smartphone authenticators. These are tools that a lot of the brand owners now have investigative teams that they send out into the environment where they suspect counterfeit activity occurring, or they're doing spot checking, or if they see a product on our VeriPass system that's supposed to be sold in Topeka, Kansas, and it's showing up on the streets of Hong Kong, so they see product diversion occurring. So they go out and they lease our devices and attach their smartphone to it. And this gives them the ability to track and trace and go up to the cloud with their smartphones, revealing the hidden imagery that only inspectors can see. So we also have products for consumers. And a consumer, basically, if one of the brand owners is using our system, there's a visible code that the consumer can just hold their camera up to and get the authenticity check as it goes up to the cloud and checks the algorithms out. Is the product in the right place? Is it the right label for that product? Is it the right code? And it comes back and says, yes, that product's authentic instantly. And then you can also allow the brand owners to market to that that customer. Please give us your data and we'll give you a 10% off coupon, or a free wine bottle opener. So they gather the very valuable data from the customer and they can engage with the customer, show them videos. Very, very powerful. We also sell the Amazon label system to the third party retailers on Amazon. So they can buy these labels from us. They come in lots of 5,000. and they can affix them to their products to sell, and then their own customer base can verify the authenticity with their smartphones. So those are the four major products. We also get into people verification with biometrics. It's a software system, and that's on a per-click usage fee as well.
Well, Patrick, we got about 45 seconds left, and real fast, I know that you guys are looking to align yourself with some strategic partners and create opportunities. Real quick, can you give us the rundown on that? Because I got one more question after that.
Okay, so the big three are Hewlett-Packard is our major strategic partner. They have their worldwide sales force trained in our technologies, and they are selling our products on our behalf all around the world. They have us installed in their four major customer showplace centers. And Micro Focus is the other one, which is the seventh largest software company in the world. It's helped us develop and we've combined products to make the strongest AirPass system in the world, product authentication system. And S1 does all of our worldwide fulfillment, our warehousing, our shipping. They're their arm that reaches around the world, and they market for on our behalf in 30 different countries around the world.
You know, I saw recently you guys had some insider buying. That being said, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think hopefully they saw the future show on the Fox News Channel with Kudlow and Navarro, because it's now in the office of the president. And on our board sits Art Laffer, who won the Presidential Medal of Freedom recently, and he's very close to the White House. He got Larry Kudlow the job there, from what I understand. And he is a big buyer of our stock, and he's on our board, and he's going to be helping us market this around the world and throughout the U.S. I think we're more uniquely positioned in almost any company on the OTC with the board we have, the strategic partners we have. We belong in a bigger, better exchange in the very near future.
Patrick Weick's been my guest today. He's the CEO of Verify Me. Check him out. I think this is my personal opinion. I think they're very undervalued here, around 13 and a half cents per share. A lot of room to grow here. You can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol VRME. Patrick, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing. Like I said, I've been following you for about a year and a half. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you very much. I definitely would like to do that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.